wanted to know about Boise State's Chandler Hutchison, what you thought of him and Caleb Martin battling for the player of the year in the Mountain West, and the disappointment that people in Boise have, and maybe as a coach, how you would handle a player of yours that might be disappointed they don't get a postseason award.
Well, Caleb Martin's had a great year on the best team in the league, 15-3, so you got to understand where that's coming from. But, you know, Chandler Hutchison has nothing to be ashamed of. He's a tremendous player, and it probably would have been much easier and probably appropriate to make them co-players of the year, because Chandler Hutchison is one of the best players in the country. And my advice to Chandler Hutchison would be, and I guarantee you this is what Leon Rice is telling him, is go out there and prove, if you're disappointed, which we understand certainly, go out there and prove that you're the best player in the league, and this is the best time to do it. Go to the tournament, win the tournament, and show everybody how good you are.
Now, as a former coach, how much time do you feel a lot of these coaches spend agonizing over these awards? Because, you know, for as, you know, silly as they may seem, a lot of people really do like to debate them.
You know, coaches don't agonize over them. I think they're happy when their kids have success. I mean, that's what they're about. That's what, you know, when Leon Rice recruited Chandler Hutchison, he laid out this path for him of success, and that's why Chandler Hutchison went to Boise State. So, you know, the more good things that happen to him, the better he feels about the decision he made and why he's there. Now, it's the decision he made has, for a long time, been proven to him to be the right decision. It didn't all of a sudden come down to now at the end of his career. But, you know, coaches like to see their kids be rewarded for their hard work. There's no question. And I don't know if Leon Rice in this situation, this situation is different than like the kid from Auburn. I don't know if you saw that, Mustafa Heron averaging 17 points and almost 6 rebounds a game from Auburn, which has been one of the best teams in the SEC. Doesn't make one of the first 2 teams with 16 guys, which is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. So this one is not bizarre like that. You kind of understand Caleb Martin getting it. I could understand Chandler Hutchison getting it, and I'm sure that Leon Rice is disappointed, but he's going to fire the kid up.
Steve Lapp is joining us. He will be calling the Boise State games as well as everybody else's in the Mountain West Tournament for the CBS Sports Network. Coach, when you look at Chandler Hutchison, if you were going to draw him as an opponent in the first round, what's your greatest concern, and how would we maybe see some of these teams trying to slow him down?
Well, you know what? One of the things that makes Chandler Hutchison great is a lot of the things that he does, you can't slow down. The fact that he's a great defender, how do you stop him from defending? The fact that he's a very good rebounder, how do you stop him from rebounding? And then the rest of his game, when it comes to his offense, is very versatile. He makes threes, he's become an improved three-point shooter, he gets to the free throw line a lot. I think if you're going to pick one thing that you want to do with Chandler Hutchison, it's keep him off the free throw line. Try and keep him out of the lane, try and stop him off the dribble more than anything else. And even though he's an improved three-point shooter, test him from there as opposed to allowing him to get to the basket.
We're joined by Steve Lapis, analyst for CBS Sports Network here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio The Ticket. Now, on the Boise State side, what would be the – where does Boise State sit in terms of the pecking order right now? Because they're in second place, but a little bit of a slow finish to the end of the regular season. So if you had to stack the teams up, Nevada clearly won, but where does Boise State kind of sit in the next group?
Well, I mean, I would still pick them too, you know what I mean, in my mind. Now, let's face it, New Mexico's done a great job. Paul Weir's done really an outstanding job with that team. And to finish the regular season at 12-6, I believe, like they did, is really tremendous. But, you know, where you sit right now doesn't really matter, because there's a lot of teams that can win this thing. Would I be shocked if San Diego State, with the talent they had, won it? Would I be shocked if Fresno State won it? Would I be shocked if Wyoming won it? How about UNLV and the season they've had with the talent they've got? So this thing, I'm going to say, especially with the Lindsey Drew thing, the injury in terms of Nevada, this thing is about as wide open, I think, as you could possibly be. I think there's a lot of teams that could win this.
Steve, what's the difference when your team plays the first day, like there'll be 3 games today and then Boise State is sitting? Any advantages for somebody that plays today, tomorrow, over the team that sat?
I do. I think there's a slight advantage, you know, especially in a tournament situation where, you know, everybody's a little more juiced. There's a lot more at stake. I think the team that won a game today is feeling a little bit better. They're more into the tournament, Whereas Boise State, you know, the first 10 minutes tomorrow, they could be in a feeling out, you know, situation where they're trying to feel where they are and how their emotions are in terms of the game. So I always think there's a little bit advantage for the team that wins today, especially if they win an emotional game. Now you really come in on a high, and then you've got Boise State who's just coming in and doesn't really know where they are right now. So, yeah, I do think there's a little bit.
How do you feel the Lindsey Drew injury affects Nevada?
You know, that's a tough injury. I mean, he is a really good player. He's the guy who ran the show. I mean, they're still good. They still got a lot of talent. I mean, you got Jordan Caroline and the two Martins. There's a lot of firepower there. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, I think that they are not quite as good without Lindsey Drew.
Steve, let's look at more of the big picture for the Mountain West. A few years ago, this league got five teams. Sometimes this people say that maybe this year it's a one-bid league if Nevada were to win the tournament. How does the league moving forward get back to where they were as one of the more elite leagues as opposed to maybe a league that's sort of down the line?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been a little lean the last couple of years, and there's no doubt about that. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, who are the programs in the league that have to be good? New Mexico, UNLV, San Diego State. If those three teams are good to go with Boise State and Nevada, now that Nevada's really, you know, the Musselman's got it going there, and I think there's potential at New Mexico, obviously. I think if those five programs, I think the league, and that doesn't mean Wyoming can't be good, doesn't mean Utah State can't be good, but those, and Fresno State obviously has had some runs. So those five teams, though, and especially the three that I mentioned, they have to be good. And the problem is you have to be good in the preseason because once you get into the season and you're all playing each other, you're not going to really improve your RPI. The RPI of the league has to get better in November and December. And that goes with two things, becoming better and scheduling better people. I think those are two things that go hand in hand.
Now, there have been some discussions about Gonzaga potentially joining the Mountain West. How would that kind of throw a wrench into everything?
Well, that would change things tremendously. I read in the same story, Gonzaga and BYU. You put Gonzaga and BYU in the Mountain West, I mean, you've got a league that's, I'm going to say, every bit as good as the Pac-12. And, you know, really, when you talk about the premier league in the West, you got to think it's the Pac-12. I mean, they're a BCS league with big-time football. But you throw Gonzaga and BYU in this league, and I don't think it will be long before they're every bit as good as the Pac-12 on a regular basis. There have been years where the Mountain West has been better than the Pac-12. But I'm talking about on a regular basis, they'd have that potential.
Steve Lapp is joining us. He'll be on the call of the Mountain West Tournament for CBS Sports Network. Steve, you coached at Villanova in the heyday of the Big East. So what's it like? Are coaches thinking, yeah, let's bring these teams in, let's make it better? Or are coaches thinking, ooh, those are two tougher teams that are coming in?
Well, you know, it all depends on where you are. I mean, let's face it, it's administrators that make decisions. I think that everybody in the league would be for bringing those two teams in because I think what it does is it puts you in a position where you don't even have to win the league. You don't even have to come in second. You just have to be in the top five. You know what I mean? Because you have a league that probably will be a 4 or 5 bid league at that point. So, yes, on the one hand, it's going to be tougher. On the other hand, it's going to make certain things easier, like making the NCAA tournament. You come in, now you only have to be in the top five. Now, the way the league is I think Boise State is still alive in terms of getting in at large. But I think the chances aren't great, but they certainly are still on the board right now. But I think that would change if you brought those two teams in. You'd be sitting there like a couple of years ago when there were 4 and 5 teams going in the NCAA tournament.
Steve, lastly, what are you looking for out of this Mountain West tournament? Is there a storyline? Is there something you want to follow that you think is going to be the most important thing to watch?
Well, I think the most important thing to watch is how Nevada is going to proceed without Jordan Carroll. Obviously, they've played some games without Lindsey Drew already. And I think the big question in the end is, if Boise State makes it to the final and loses, will they get in a large bid? I think that's a big question right now.
Well, I think if they do, they have to lose to Nevada in the final. I don't think a third team would get in. So I think if you want to get in as an at-large, you better hope Nevada wins it all.
Absolutely.